ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Don't have enough time to stay across all the latest news? ABC News Top Stories podcast explains the biggest breaking news stories and why they matter in less than 2 minutes. So you can hit play and get updated while brushing your teeth or making your lunch. And it's always up to date, ready whenever you're ready to get across the day's news. Just search ABC News Top Stories podcast on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was a shock resignation that's put a question mark over the Royal Commission into the Bondi terrorist attack. Dennis Richardson, one of this country's most highly respected former intelligence, defence and foreign affairs leaders, quit his role as part of the inquiry, saying he was surplus to requirements. It appears to be linked to the messy origins of this whole process. In the immediate aftermath of the terrorist attack back in December, the Prime Minister appointed Richardson to lead a targeted, standalone inquiry into any intelligence failures. It was to sit under the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, so basically a short, sharp, in-house style review conducted by a trusted former intelligence leader. After weeks of pressure, though, to hold a much broader Royal Commission into anti-Semitism, Anthony Albanese relented and appointed former High Court Judge Virginia Bell to lead a Royal Commission. The Richardson inquiry was then folded in. It was no longer a standalone inquiry and would have to comply with the thickets of legal requirements a Royal Commission involves. So, where does Dennis Richardson's departure this week leave this whole process? And critically, will Australia still get the answers on any intelligence failures as soon as possible? I'm David Spears on Ngunnawal Country of Parliament House in Canberra. Welcome to Insiders on Background. Dennis Richardson, welcome. Good to talk to you at the end of what's been a busy week. So let me start with what's probably the most curious and critical part of this. Royal Commissioner Virginia Bell said just a few weeks ago that this interim report due on April 30 is unlikely to include findings on the effectiveness of intelligence and law enforcement agencies because of the delays in obtaining and assessing material. Is that the reason why you quit?
That is not the reason per se, David. I'd just like to go back to a couple of things in your introduction.
Sure.
First of all, I understand the question marks that arise because of my resignation. However, I can't stress enough that that everyone should have confidence in the Royal Commission going forward. Virginia Bell is an outstanding jurist. She has outstanding senior and counsel assisting, and she has other people. Behind me was Tony Sheehan, who's a former national counterterrorism coordinator. He's also a former deputy director general of ASIO, and Peter Baxter, a former deputy secretary of defence. So there are some heavy hitters still there, and they will remain.
But you have left for a reason. Is that reason related to any concern that the interim report won't go to intelligence failures?
That is an element, David. But I've consistently said that I left because I was surplus to requirements, and that was genuine on my part. The first thing to understand is that once the Royal Commission was formed, there was no longer a Richardson report. Even though many people continued to refer to the Richardson report, it no longer existed. Mm-hmm. The interim report was an integral part of the Royal Commission. I understood that, and there was no problem with that at all in my mind.
No problem with no longer having a standalone inquiry? You didn't worry about that?
That did not worry me. I, perhaps naively, and this is partly a fault of my own, I thought that a Royal Commission could have some flexibility in the way it conducted itself. Mm. A Royal Commission, of course, must abide by the legal framework in which they're set up. I understood all of that.
Whereas a standalone inquiry, which it initially was, yes, could get in much faster, more flexibly to find problems in intelligence sharing or information sharing, whatever, yes, the problems are, and fix them.
Yeah, look, there are pros and cons. With the standalone report, one, you get the material you ask for immediately. You get access to everything. If you don't get cooperation, it's pretty easy to get it. Mm. Or all you do is get in contact with someone and you get it. However, the advantage of a Royal Commission is that you have the powers to compel. You have the powers to require evidence under oath, which means you have a very big stick sitting behind you. Mm. And to that extent, you can give the community more confidence that the findings and the recommendations you make are based upon the truth.
Which is the point that I've heard you making, that the Royal Commission will still get there via a different,
yes,
route to,
yes,
where you would have.
Yes.
It, again, it comes back to this question of how long is that going to take? It may be that at the end of this year, when the final report comes, is when we'll have to wait for those sorts of findings and recommendations about the intelligence agencies.
Well, I personally believe that would be unacceptable. As of 2 days ago, the process was going to be an interim report by the 30th of April, which would not contain a lot of substantive recommendations and findings.
Whereas you could have done that.
Yes, I could have done that, but that's okay. After the 30th of April, or just before, they will start the hearings relating to intelligence and law enforcement. The question is, will they have a second report after the hearings, because they won't be able to make their substantive findings on intelligence and law enforcement until after the hearings.
And what's your understanding? Will there be a second interim report?
As of 2 days ago, there wasn't going to be a second report. It had not been entirely ruled out, but it appeared highly unlikely. That meant that your substantive recommendations in relation to intelligence and law enforcement would have to wait until December. My own personal view is that the first responsibility of government is safety of the community. Anything emerging from the Royal Commission relating to intelligence and law enforcement will, by definition, have implications for public safety, and against a background of a national terrorism threat level at probable, against a background of a continuing conflict in the Middle East, against the background of a very small part of the Australian community, the Australian Jewish community, of 130 to 150,000 people living in genuine fear, there is a responsibility to get all recommendations relating to law enforcement and intelligence to the government at the earliest opportunity. It cannot wait until December.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that. So you expressed this view there needs to be a second interim report as soon as possible. You presumably expressed that view to Virginia Beld, the commissioner.
I certainly expressed that view in the commission.
And is the commissioner open to that?
As of 2 days ago, theoretically, yes, but I would say no more than theoretical. I hope that since then there might be movement.
And just explain how that works. Can the commissioner decide herself to have a second interim report?
Oh, yes.
Or can the government request one?
Well, I'm not sure of the second, but certainly the commissioner could. A royal commissioner has quite substantive flexibility in that respect. I don't think the royal commissioner would require a request from the government for a second report, although I assume it could ask for it. I don't know the answer to
that. Have you had any contact with the government about this?
No. They're now aware of the issue, but that's a matter for other people.
Sorry, they're aware. You've told the government you think there needs to be a second interim.
No, I haven't told the government.
Well, you've said it here.
There
now,
needs to be. In the email in which I resigned, I did outline a couple of issues. I should say, in my email resigning, which was addressed to the Secretary of the Attorney General's Department, because that's with whom I had a contract, I made it very clear that my resignation was in no way a reflection on anyone else, that I had found the Commissioner and everyone working with her to be nothing but totally professional, and I genuinely mean that. To the extent that there are any differences, they were honourable, professional differences.
But you have just told us, Dennis Richardson, that we need to have a second interim report as soon as possible after April 30 because of the threat environment that we're in, and arguably a deteriorating threat environment. We need to identify intelligence failures as quickly as possible and address them. So would you still have this confidence in the Commission if Virginia Bell decides not to produce another report?
There are a number of options. One, the Commission could decide to defer the interim report till after the hearings involving intelligence and law enforcement. That would require the government's agreement, but I've never seen a government refuse a request from a Royal Commission to extend a deadline. So that's
another option.
That would be one option.
Right.
A second option would be to make the interim report as substantive as possible, followed by a second report after the hearings.
What's your preference?
Look, I've got no... when it comes to that, I would consider that entirely a matter for the Commissioner and for the Royal Commission. I'd be relaxed.
As long as those issues are
identified. The key thing is you cannot leave matters that go to public safety till the end of the year, particularly when you have a small section of the community living in such fear. This isn't going to rectify all the issues. It's not going to remove the fear, but it's important just as a matter of good governance.
So I'm not sure what you can say to this question, Dennis Richardson, but I do need to ask. From what you understand so far, was the Bondi attack the result of an intelligence failure?
Look, David, you'll understand. There's no way in the world I would say anything in respect of material that I have seen as part of the Royal Commission before the Royal Commission has given proper consideration to all the material and done what it feels it has to do before making findings and recommendations.
Should we feel safe, though, with the current architecture of our intelligence and law enforcement agencies?
I think you should most certainly have confidence in it. The questions of whether it can be improved is always sitting there.
Look, just finally, there was another 6 weeks or so until this interim report was due. You've decided to go rather than see out that remaining 6 weeks. Was it really that serious for you that you had to do this?
Oh, it was. It's certainly a fair question, and I realise a lot of people will have different views on it. However, I felt I first raised with Virginia Bell the possibility of resignation 2 weeks ago. I had a talk with her and senior counsel, and I essentially said, look, I think I'm the odd person out here. I think it's better if I go. We had a talk. That was because of some issues that had arisen.
Around what we've been discussing.
No. There's some other.
What were those issues?
No. I said, look, I think the issues are cultural and philosophical. So we had a big talk about that. That was very good. However, I thought it were. We had further discussions earlier this week, which gave me clarity around the thinking in respect of the interim report. It gave me clarity around their thinking in respect of any delay to the annual report, to the interim report. It gave me clarity in terms of thinking about whether there would be a second report, and it was clear that my sense of urgency and other people's sense of urgency didn't quite align, and you can't have more than one talk about a possible recognition. It would have been quite wrong of me to raise the possibility of resignation a second time.
So it sounds like there's the issues around the urgency and what needed to be in the interim report, but also, I think you just said, cultural and philosophical issues with the whole inquiry?
No, not with the whole inquiry. A former High Court judge, highly skilled barristers and counsellors, and someone who's been, a knockabout public servant.
A bit more than a knockabout.
There is a different, and it's not that one. And the important thing is, David, it's not that one's right and the other is wrong. And that's very important. The Royal Commission is going to eventually make findings and recommendations that go to improvements in the way intelligence and law enforcement work. It will clearly identify any shortcomings leading up to Bondi, and it will make the appropriate recommendations. I am 100% confident of that. It's simply going to take longer, and it's going to be a different route, and I think I can encourage I think I can encourage a better timeline in all of that by leaving.
Okay. Just a final one, Dennis Richardson. Did the Prime Minister at any point reach out and try and change your mind on this?
The Prime Minister didn't know I was going. The reason being, it did enter my mind, should I talk to someone in government before going? But I took the view that a Royal Commission exists outside of government. It is not part of the executive arm of government, and indeed the reason why the Royal Commission is formed is to inquire into matters inside government and to give the community confidence about its findings. If I had have gone to anyone in government, it would have been destructive of me to expect those people to talk to the Commissioner with a view to her changing anything. And I think the Commissioner would have been quite right to tell them to get off their bike and go jump. And I would have supported her on that.
Okay. Well, we do look forward with interest to see whether there will be either a delay in this interim report or a second interim report, as you have suggested, to get to the bottom of any intelligence failures that are there. Dennis Richardson, I really do appreciate you talking us through what's been, no doubt, a difficult process over recent weeks. Thank you for joining me.
Pleasure, David.
All right. Well, Patricia Karvelas will be back in the Politics Now feed on Monday, so make sure you click follow so you never miss an episode. We'll be back same time next week, and hope you can join us Sunday morning for Insiders. We'll be talking about this and everything else that's been going on this week. Thanks for joining us.
You're making us all feel very excited about being here.